The changing face of San Francisco is a source of controversy for many locals, but for Charlie Varon, it's also a source of comedy.
He hated all the phony people, young and old, who thought drinking $4 coffee made them cultured. People who didn't know the value of a buck. People who made money off of nothing and spent it on nothing. He hated what these kids had turned San Francisco into. A city of shishi cafes and restaurants and boutiques and bike shops and yoga studios and farmers markets and tattoo parlors and medical marijuana dispensaries.
That's a clip from Charlie Varon's latest comedy performance, Feisty Old Jew. It's a one-man show where Varon becomes an 83-year-old who rants about old people, young people, gentrification, techies, and the social changes happening in the city. Charlie Varon, who's been living in San Francisco for 35 years, stopped by KALW to tell us about his show and share his thoughts on the tech boom.
I know a lot of people. And I know people who are benefiting from the tech boom, and I know people who are wounded by the tech boom. I know a family who was just a week or two ago had to leave San Francisco, couldn't afford to live here anymore. And these are people who live here and work here and are raising kids here and part of the fabric of San Francisco, and they're gone. So at the same time, I feel this creeping nostalgia in myself about what San Francisco was when I came here 35 years ago and how I could live very nicely at a paying $70 a month rent. And I am suspicious of my nostalgia. I know cities do not go backwards. I think it's that all of these forces bubbling inside me that contributed to the creation of this new show, Feisty Old Jew.
And you live near Dolores Park, which is sort of the height of this conflict over the new techies coming in and the old residents who feel that they're being displaced or that there's something wrong and that the manifestation of this is the Google bus. How are you seeing this in your own neighborhood?
Well, you know, I had this wonderful 19-year-old winter break intern, Oscar Klausner, who filmed my video trailer for the show. And so we wanted to get some footage of what's happening to Valencia Street and the area around Dolores Park and all of that. And so we walked down, and I'm holding in my mind, of course, the images of 1978, 1988, 1990. I mean, I've got all of the, you know, and I've been at the Marsh on Valencia Street. I've been working there for 23 years. And so...
And the Marsh fortunately owns its own building.
Thank goodness. So it was a more complicated walk than I imagined, as we observed. For one thing, I think you notice what has changed and you do not notice what has stayed the same. And there's actually, it is not a majority of the businesses on Valencia Street that are serving pink aioli and truffle butter and whatever other artisanal shishi foods that, you know, irk me. There's a lot of stuff that's still, it's a time of flux. And it felt much more as we walked that walk, and it's interesting to try to look at it through the eyes of a 19-year-old simultaneously, it felt much more that there's a lot that's still in play. Yes, everything is too expensive. Yes, rents have gone through the roof. Yes, people are being forced out, but it's more complicated than that. And it feels, you know, in my more hopeful moments, I see there is a tension between the different forces at play. And forces and tension can create good things as well as bad things. There can be creativity that emerges from it. I don't think it helps for me to sink into some dreamy nostalgia and regret. I think it's more helpful to try to look at what is alive and possible in this moment and work from where we are.
So it sounds like you're a bit of an optimist about how this newest culture clash of San Francisco, of this place where dreamers come to reinvent themselves, might play out.
Not every day.
Just in rehearsal.
In moments, I'm an optimist. In moments, I'm quite have very dark feelings about what's happening to the city. I mean, when I see a family forced out, I see San Francisco being reduced. I see that we are losing something precious. One of our beloved staff people at the Marsh, Patty, Somebody came and bought the apartment building she was living in and basically bribed her to leave so that he could jack up the rents. This is happening now. It is not good.
It seems like it's a very extreme thing that's happening right now. I guess I wonder. I mean, I remember when the previous tech bubble pushed me out of San Francisco, so to speak, because I couldn't afford it anymore. But I guess I wonder, you know, we are a place of immigrants. We are a place where people are constantly coming and going. And I guess I wonder, those of us who are more long term here, like, do we know who we displaced? Do you know who you displaced when you came here with those same dreams?
That's beautifully put. And cities cannot be frozen. They are changing. Vital at their best, you know, and I hear the argument that's made on, would you rather be Detroit and have no economic base?
Well, no, but what's the middle ground,
right? Is there
right?
a middle ground? Yeah, and we see our whole country being hollowed out economically right now. We see that there is very little between the extreme haves and the extreme have-nots. And can San Francisco chart some course where we can make something of this dilemma that we find
and
ourselves.
And where artists and nonprofits and the working class can also live in a beautiful city like San Francisco.
Some form of you know, at minimum coexistence and at best a vital cross-pollination. But again, that's me on a good day, and not every day is a good day.